Julie Johnston joins us on Sports Byline. She was the starting center back for the United States women's national soccer team, of course, that won the World Cup championship. And she also has been somebody who has emerged as a major star for the United States in soccer. You know, Julie, this was all fresh and new for somebody like you at this particular level, winning a World Cup. And I'm sure you talked to other teammates, previous teammates who had won other World Cups. What was the atmosphere like as compared to the previous World Cup victories for the United States?
Well, in the fan sense, it was absolutely unbelievable. I mean, it felt like we had a home game every single game we were there. Our fans were absolutely phenomenal. We say it all the time that we have the best fans in the world. And it's such an honor to play for our country, especially with you have so much support like that. And the other veterans talked about kind of how the sport was growing and they could see it grow. And to be a part of it, being in the younger generation, how much support that there was this year was absolutely phenomenal. The tournament itself was definitely a lot further of a travel. 4 years ago when I was in Germany, I think it was a lot smaller. So to still have people travel that distance to come to every single game, and some people definitely did it, some people picked. It didn't matter. We could hear them. And it definitely was an extra sense of just motivation throughout the tournament.
Julie, you know, it was interesting. This tournament for the United States was kind of a dichotomy. You know how it started off, and it didn't look like the team was as cohesive as it was in the last couple of games. What was the turning point for the U.S. team?
You know, I think the important thing with a tournament like the World Cup is you win games by a very, very small margin. And so it's important to grow every single game. You don't want to have your best game at your first game. And we knew that there was room for improvement. We won the first game, and we knew that there were things that we needed to work on. We talked about them as a team. And then I think right when we got out of group play, when it became super dive day, home, and that was basically it. And I think as a team, we knew that, and we needed an extra gear, and we had that gear. We came in extremely fit. Our coaches did a phenomenal job, and our staff members, to get us fit and be able to last seven games. And that definitely was a turning point, is where we got out of group stage when it becomes do or die.
And you know as well as I do that Coach Jill Ellis took some heat a little bit early, and I had the sense that she was kind of buffering for you guys until you could get your feet and yourselves under each other. Am I correct in that observation?
You know, we believed in each other, and that's kind of what it was. We knew we were a team. It was going to take 23 of us plus our staff and coaches, and we believed in it. We just were finding our stride, and that's just kind of what we were focusing on.
You know, when I take a look at that final game, when I looked at the opposition in that game, I sensed from the body language that they were tentative, they were tight, and they were scared. I don't know what kind of read you all got as you walked onto the field, but what was your read on them?
In the sense of what game, sorry?
The last game, the championship game.
Oh, you know, especially with the other girls playing Japan before, it was kind of, I guess, a regain. But, you know, we felt good. We felt good during practice before that. We felt good during warm-up. There just was this feeling of just confidence and the right amount of confidence, but the right of energy that we had as a team. And we felt good going into it. And 15 minutes in, I think it showed.
Tell me a little bit about Carly Lloyd, maybe Hope Solo, and others that helped the United States win the World Cup. Give me your insights on them.
Absolutely. You know, Carly's she's so focused and so driven. She definitely leads by example. She kind of defines, I think, the professional, I guess, what you need to embody. And, you know, she knew that we needed, in order to win, we needed to score goals. And she got more of an attacking role throughout the in the last game. And everything she touched went in. It was pretty awesome, and we're very thankful that she put those chances away. And Hope was absolutely phenomenal from the beginning. I think as one of the younger players, as a younger player starting, her confidence was amazing. Her motivation, she was always positive with me no matter what, and I'm extremely thankful to have her behind me in that.
Also, did the team block out the drama around Hope? Because, I mean, players can't do anything about what's being said and everything, but I assumed you all just blocked it out and let it develop as it developed.
Yeah, you know, it was going to take all of us to win the World Cup, and she's been phenomenal to me. She's been a phenomenal teammate, and she helped me through the entire tournament and ups and downs, and she was a phenomenal teammate to me.
Let's look back at your soccer career. You know, there's that great line from A League of Their Own by Tom Hanks when he yells, there is no crying in baseball. And that was certainly said to you by your father, was it not, when it came to soccer?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, my dad is a very, that's how he is. He's just a, that's so funny. Yeah, I can hear him saying it now. That's why I'm laughing.
What was the circumstance? What was happening that he said that to you?
I was just younger. I was the youngest in my family. It was just me and my sister, but I had a lot of older cousins, and I always played up on my teams. Like, I always played on the older teams, and at that point I was a lot smaller and always getting beat up, and he was like, if you want to play, then you're going to play and not cry. And that's just kind of how it was, you know. He was like, don't play then. And so I kind of was like, well, I want to. And that's just how he is. He's tough, but loving at the same time.
You know what's interesting is that you almost didn't make this team. There was a time where you had some real self-doubt, did you not?
Yes.
And what turned it around for you? Where did you come enlightened about what you could do and what you wanted to do?
After qualifying. So we had a qualifying roster, and I didn't make the initial team at first. That was really hard for me because, I really wanted to make it. But at the same time, I didn't deserve to make it. I wasn't the top 20 at that time. And it was a turning point that I needed. And it was the motivation that I had. I had to go back, kind of talk to my family and my boyfriends and old coaches, and kind of just be like, hey, this is where I want to be in 6 months. I still had one more roster that I wanted to really, really make. And I really wanted to play. And I was going to, at least if I had an opportunity, I wanted to be ready for it. And I think before, I wasn't, and I just pushed myself as hard as I could have, and I went back and changed everything, where I ate, the way I trained, the amount I trained, and I also got to train with Carly and her trainer, and that definitely helped a lot, and I just kind of just changed my whole mentality.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Carly Lloyd, because she saw that you had the talent, but you weren't really realizing it and living up to it, and she called you, and she invited you to train with her private coach, James Galanis. Tell me about what you three did.
Yeah, so I kind of teased, hey, I'm going to be, she's in Jersey, and I was going to be in Philly visiting for a little bit, and she was like, hey, if you want, come train with me for a little bit, and of course, I was like, absolutely, and I texted her, and she told me when to show up, and I showed up, and you know what? It wasn't so much like this crazy thing that we were doing. It was, we went back to the basics and made it so that you made me feel so prepared, because I went back to the basics and made sure I perfected those, and we would go up, and he would critique everything I did. Back to just even what you do, you start learning passing, and that's what we did at first. And it was the idea of just this confidence on the ball constantly and not having to think on the ball, and just kind of believing in yourself. And I think I got so used to the idea of, you just have to wait your time. I felt like I was always told you have to wait your time. And that was frustrating because I just wanted to play. I wanted to play so bad. I love the sport and I loved playing. And, Carly was like, yeah, here, like, you know what? I don't care how old you are, or whatever. Just do what you need to do. Be a professional. And it was great that I got to train with her, and I got to learn kind of what she is as a professional and is as a soccer player. And I kind of got to pick things that I think I could put in my game. And I'm very thankful.
When did you learn that you had made the U.S. national team? You were doing something. You were with your sister, right?
Oh yeah, I was driving to I was driving to Philly. I was driving from Chicago to Philly.
Yeah, and what was your reaction to it?
You know, my reaction was, I kind of was in awe. I thought I'd be a little bit more emotional. I got the call, and I was like, thank you so much. And she was like, all right, see you at next camp. And basically, she just kind of hung up. And I looked at my sister, and I was like, I made it. You know, I think at that moment, I just literally thought about the entire journey that I had and was just so proud of myself. I never really took the time to kind of say, hey, good job, Julie, like, you know what I mean, to myself. And that's kind of, I just kind of had a time to kind of think of the journey and how much, how hard it was, how enjoyable it was at the same time.
We only have about 30 seconds left. What's your most memorable moment about all of this experience?
You know, I think the easy one is to say the second the whistle blew. But, you know, looking kind of back at it, I think I really grew as a person and as a soccer player on the entire journey that it took to get there. I learned a lot about myself and I kind of what I could do and my love for the sport and how thankful I am for my support system. So between that and being able to share the win with my family there, definitely was the top two.
Julie, I want to thank you very much. Congratulations not only for what you and the other women accomplished, but also for representing your country so well. Take care. Come back anytime and join us on Sports Byline.
Thank you so much.
Julie Johnston with us, starting center back for the United States Women's National Soccer Team that, of course, won the World Cup. We continue on Sports Byline.